Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Just a Pill this Thursday. Each day we may be challenged, confronted, enlightened, or encouraged, but remember, the purposes are to build our personal relationship with God, our obedience, working in His favor, working in our faith, helping others, and learning and studying God's Word. I just want to give a shout out to our faithful listeners out there. Thank you for listening to Just a Pill. I am your host, Winnell, and I cannot wait to share with you what is going down today. So let's hop into it. Last week's show was on fire, and you definitely have to listen if you missed it. When you get a chance, the show is called Disappointment to Determination, and I'm telling you, God rained down in our last show. And I believe he's going to rain down again today. So you can call in Just the Pill at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794 to voice your comments or testimony. We are live every Thursday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, since we focused on determination last week, it is time to get into the meat of determination, and I hope and I pray that you are moving forward in calculating with the Lord your steps on the next thing to do, okay? So let's push a little forward. I'm going to give you a scenario. Now that you're determined to get the job done, you're putting all your ducks in order with God's instruction, and you're giving him all the glory and the honor. You are seeing God blessing you left and right. You are just doing the thing. But all of a sudden, you become cocky with it, arrogant, not giving the Lord glory like you used to. Your statements are more like, yeah, I did this and I did that, and now I am doing this, and I can't wait to do this, and this is what I'm going to do. This is what I am going to make happen. Your tone and the matter of your heart has completely changed, and you are just talking about yourself. I. They want me. This is what I did. Okay, this is just an example right here, and I'm giving a warning out to those who have fallen in this predicament now and who may fall in this predicament in the future. This is a warning, not just for you, but for me as well, because we have all fallen for this type of spirit, which is pride. Satan loves when we do not glorify God and turn our attention to ourselves, and then make it appear that God didn't have a hand in any of the successes or blessings that we have ever received. This is a straight up spirit of narcissism. This is a spirit of ungratefulness. And listen, if you're feeling that way right now, you better shut the door right now in the name of Jesus. So let's look to Jeremiah 13. Okay, turn to Jeremiah 13. If not, I can read it for you, no problem. And I want you to know that Jeremiah is a prophet speaking to the Israelites. This is a time where they are about to get a spanking. They're going to go into captivity. And hallelujah that God has sent his prophet to warn them, to tell them. But unfortunately, Israel is just not listening. So let's get into it. It's Jeremiah 13, verse 15. Hear ye and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. 16. Give glory to the Lord your God before he caused darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while ye look for light, he turn it. Talking about God. God will turn it into the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. Jeremiah is telling them, do not be proud, listen, and give glory to your Lord Almighty. Because right now the Israelites are literally feeling themselves. They have been blessed. Nations are trying to see how in the world are they getting all these blessings. They're prospering. You know, God is keeping his commitment to Abraham back in the day as far as the covenant. I will bless your descendants. I will give you the land. And Israel was like, yeah, we got the land. However, we just going to do our own thing over here. We're going to worship these false gods. We're going to offer these sacrifices to these false gods. So they are just being rude, crude, and unattractive, my grandma would say. So as Jeremiah is pleading with them, not only pleading but commanding them, give God the glory for all the things that he has done. And I want to reiterate, because it says that he will cause darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, look for the light. You will not find it. It's going to be darkness. Okay? Everybody listening out there, that is pride. Pride brings darkness. When pride happens, it is not good at all. Okay? It is not good at all. And this is something, if you have pride in your heart, please repent right now. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. It is real. It is so real that we can get so caught up into the things that are happening around us and how we have been used to get the job done. But we are not here to give, well, when I say give, we are not here to take the glory and the credit. We have to give God the glory and the honor. Okay? So just a reminder, you can call in at 213-943-3794 and tell me your thoughts. You can look on our blog, justapillblog.blogspot.com, infusing your day with God's word, just snippets about how to, when I say how to, just thinking about God's word, meditating on his word. Okay, y'all, I'm getting hype. I can feel it right now. So let's keep on going. So we're still in Jeremiah 13, and let's look at verse 17. So here we have Jeremiah telling the people, please do not be proud. Listen to the Lord and give him the glory. But in 17, it says, but if he will not hear it, my soul, Jeremiah, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and my eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Now, Jeremiah is concerned. So let me just read that again because I kind of tripped over it. But if he will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, the Israelites' pride, and my eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. He is talking about the captivity of Babylon. Now, Jeremiah is crying out, like, come on, y'all, get your act together. And I didn't get this point right away, but I really received how important it is when we see someone that is prideful and we just don't state the obvious. Like, we say, like, oh, you know, she's real arrogant with it, or he's just, you know, all about himself. But I never thought to think, oh, my goodness, I need to feel some type of sorrow because of it. I need to respond with fear of a potential consequences of pride in that person. I need to pray for that person, for them to remove that spirit of pride by the grace of God and to be humble, to give God the glory, for humility to set in their hearts. I thought this was a very good point because we see Jeremiah, he's just not talking about how prideful the Israelites are. He's literally saying, you know, you guys are prideful and you're breaking my heart right now because you don't see how God is going to get you back in a humble position. Okay, now. All right, let's keep going. And so in Jeremiah 13, if you go to 25, it says, this is your lot. So I know we skipped a couple of scriptures, but I just didn't have enough time to share the whole entire chapter 13 with you. But I want you to look back before 25 and see that now God is giving the consequences, in a sense, of this is what you have done, this is what's about to happen. So now you look in 25 and it says, this is your lot, talking about the Israelites, the portion of your measures from me, says the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. This is so important. This is the title of the show, Forgetting God. If you forget what he's done and how to be obedient in a sense, you are trusting falsehood. There is nothing else I can say. It is plain as day. You're trusting falsehood. Who is falsehood? Satan, the father of lies and everything else that he does that is not giving God the glory and the honor. And be careful, too, because we know that Satan was the one who got kicked out of heaven because of pride. So if you are feeling prideful, I hate to say it, and I am getting a little fear in my heart as well, but we're acting like him. He is not my father, okay? So when we start acting like him over there, we literally have to step on back, get out of our flesh, allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, be convicted, and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Because that's just real talk right there. You got to read Jeremiah to its entirety because it talks about the children of Israel, how they were blessed, and like I said before, they begin to worship false gods, but ultimately they become disobedient. And that's what pride will do to us every single time. We will forget what God has done, and it's mentioned in verse 25, how they forgot and they put their trust in something else. Now, I want to just bring this up. This just popped in my head, but I was talking to a friend one time, and she did mention how oftentimes we don't know it, how we will give something to the Lord, right, and we take it and put it elsewhere. So what is that elsewhere? Well, the elsewhere is basically something that belongs to the world. Well, if it belongs to the world, it is Satan himself, okay? So call in at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794, okay? I just want you to know that we do come on every Thursday live, and you can catch the episodes anytime you want, 24/7. So just know that we are here for you, and it's always good to look back or listen again to catch something that you missed the first time. So again, what is happening here in Jeremiah? Hey, the spirit of pride, okay? The spirit of pride, and I'm going to tell you, is not your friend, and it never will be. There are lethal consequences that lie ahead because of it. If you don't think that is real, I'm going to show you another story. I know I mentioned Satan falling out of heaven, Lucifer, okay? But here's another story in the Bible, and I want you to pay close attention because pride will take something away from you. And my question to you is, have you ever gotten something taken away because of your pride? I know I have. Right. And God had to get me out of it. Like, oh, this is what you want to be about? All right. Well, adios, amigo. There it goes. So please call me at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794 to share your thoughts. Awesome. Let's go. So, like I said, there is another story that I want to bring to your attention, and it is in 2 Kings chapter 20 about King Hezekiah. Yes, King Hezekiah. What do you know about him? Well, let me tell you. In the book of the Bible of Kings, it states that Hezekiah dedicated himself to the Lord, and he basically helped put the Israelites on the right track. Because if you look in the Kings and Chronicles, you'll see the different kings of the kingdom of God to make weird mistakes. When I say weird mistakes, some of them were good. They were doing what they were called to do, being obedient. And then you have these wicked and evil kings just totally like, you know, Lord, I ain't going to pay no mind to you. I'm going to do what's over here over Baal. We're going to just put up these altars and worship another god. So that is the going back and forth. But in Hezekiah's case, he dedicated himself to the Lord and allowed God to use him in a leadership position to let the Israelites get back on track where they needed to go. So you can see that he was blessed because of it. And there's another story where there's an army coming at them. God gives them favor. Hezekiah goes to the Lord, asks, Lord, what do we do? And you see that he sees victory through that situation alone. However, we see God blessing Hezekiah for obedience. We see that he has prospered him. And now we're going to a point where he starts to switch up. Yes. So let's look in chapter 20, verse 12. That's in 2 Kings. At the time of Beradashbaladan, the son of Balahadan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. That's a very great story. I just don't have enough time to get into it, but please read why he got sick and how God blessed him. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. Please pay close attention to 13. He is showing off, okay? Now, how did Hezekiah get all these things? The Lord, okay? Remember, God prospers you. You do not do that. So 14 says, then Isaiah, the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, what said these men? And from hence come they unto thee. And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country, even from Babylon. This is the King James Version. 15, and he said, what have they seen in thy house? This is Isaiah saying, what have they seen in thy house? And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Catch this. And 16, Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Let me throw this in here real quick. Let me throw this in here because what we are seeing is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 13. That says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Listen to what Isaiah said in verse 17 of 2 Kings 20. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, that which thy fathers have laid up and stored unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. Why did God say that? Because Hezekiah got big-headed, y'all. He is showing all these things to people that don't even know him like that. He is just showing off like, yeah, check this out. This is what we got over here. Look at that over there. And I guess if you can use the 21st century, look at my cars. Look at my jewelry. Look at my money. Look at all these houses. Look at all this children and servants that I have. He is just going on in. Because we know the kingdom of God is rich, okay? The Israelites were not slacking at all when it came to the spoils, okay? So here we have this man just going off with all that he has, and guess what? God did not like that at all. Hezekiah never said, this is what God had given his people, okay? Let's look in 18. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. This is the consequences. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, I'm not going to even get into 19 because we're going to have to talk about Hezekiah a little bit later as far as his heart, okay? We're going to have to talk about that a little bit later because I was even shocked with his response. I mean, he didn't even flinch with fear. He was just like, oh, okay. So if you want to call me, 213-943-3794. Again, 213-943-3794. Please do that. Back on to the lesson or the show. What should we not do? Carry on the spirit of pride, okay? We see that Hezekiah forgot about God real quick. Real quick. I don't know what that is about, and the reason why I said it, because that has happened to me, and I'm just going to be totally transparent, where all of a sudden, You just do something that you know that God would not be pleased about in an instant. So that is just something to definitely pray about. You're just like, wait, man, what happened? Why did I just do that? So I, too, have been praying about that. But, Lord, because I want to please him in every way possible. But this is very important, too. So look in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 31. Okay, and it states in verse 31, howbeit in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon. So this is another story about King Hezekiah, just a different summary in a sense, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land. So we have these two people from Babylon, technically the enemy, right, to come and to check out the wonder in the land. Because, you know, if God is doing all these things, of course the other nations are noticing, like, hey, what's going on? Oh, they have God Almighty on their side. Yes. And it says regarding Hezekiah, God left him to try him. We're talking about Hezekiah. So the hand of God is like, okay, Hezekiah, you do what you got to do. Let me see about yourself, right? To try him. In the NIV version, it says to test him that he might know all that was in his heart. So we're talking about not only God knowing what was in his heart, but I'm thinking Hezekiah to know as well, okay? Isn't this interesting? Because we had talked about last week, or no, actually the week before, when we were talking about Leah and Rachel, the matters of the heart, that only God knows the matters of your heart, and there's things that will come out that we have to reflect upon because we are asking him to make us what? A clean, pure heart. Hallelujah. So this is what caught my attention. Really, Lord? Yes. So to try him puts a whole new spin on it. And trying us is for God to see what is really up in our hearts, you know? What are we going to choose? Be mindful of that. We won't get in there today, but you know, next week, yes, we will. Yes, we will. Okay, so let me talk about Hezekiah. We see that pride was in him, and we know that it did not help his household and the generations behind him, because this is the opening scene for Babylon to come on in and take over. Now, I did not plan it this way. I asked the Lord to give me every show, every topic. So when I was looking into the kings, it was talking about who, of course, Hezekiah, right? And then I'm looking in Jeremiah, and I did not even think about how these two stories correlate with each other, okay? It is amazing to me how here you have a prophet telling the Israelites, get your act together, but then God goes back to when Hezekiah was reigning before the Israelites were getting out of control, in a sense, that here you need to change your ways, right? And be mindful of this. This is what just hit my heart. The one at the top, listen to this, everybody, the leader, if he had a spirit of pride, it did fall on the Israelites, right? Because he's being prideful, he's showing off, and it came down to the people. Because then in Jeremiah say, do not be proud, please listen. So I'm coming to you today, hallelujah, to remind you that we must be humble before our God. If he shows us that we are working in a spirit of pride, please go down on your knees and ask for forgiveness. And I did share with you, I have had something taken away from me before because of pride. And it was exactly this. It was the show Just the Pill. I had gotten the idea from the Lord. I mean, ready. He was just opening doors like crazy. Do you hear what I'm saying? And it was on and popping. It was becoming prosperous. It was becoming popular. And this was about, well, I guess it was about 15 years ago, becoming very popular. Well, maybe not that much, actually. Well, I guess, okay, it doesn't really matter. But it was about 15 years ago. And I noticed how my attention began to focus not on what God wanted, but it was what the people wanted. Because we were becoming so popular at first, very quickly, we were getting high ratings, people wanted to talk to us, and I started to alter, and as the producer, I started to alter the content to the audience. When I say no time, that show went kapooey. And when I say kapooey, it just basically, things just started falling apart. And not in necessarily a negative way. It was just that our show didn't continue on for the next season. The other hostess, we were having different changes in our lives. And it came to a complete stop. So, of course, I go in my quiet time and I'm just asking the Lord, like, please show me, Lord, why, what happened here? Sure enough, he showed me this was in my heart. It was about pride. It was about me getting the attention, being famous, you know, just being popular. And at the time, I was very immature to deal with the gift that he had given onto me. Right. So pushing 15 years on up in my future and God working that out of me, I know it took some time. But finally, he said, you can do it again. I was like, thank you, Lord, because seriously, that was something in my heart, right? So that's why we're on Just Appeal today. But that's a warning for myself. If I allow anything, all my blessings to get in the way of the Lord and I do not give him glory and honor, he will take it away. I mean, it just says it in his word. Like, it's going to be destruction coming behind. There's going to be consequences coming behind. Why would God do that? Because we just have to recognize we were made to give him glory. That is our purpose. And anytime that we're not, things will get shaky in our lives, right? People will start to look at us like, what is going on? We just don't have the same, I don't want to call it like favor, but something does shift. It is something that shifts like in our lives for God to tell us, no, you won't. No, you won't come over here and start trusting in falsehood. And thank God that he tells us this. He tells us the truth. You better come back over this way. Now, in Hezekiah's situation, he was so selfish, right, because he wasn't even thinking about the generation behind him. When God gave him those consequences, like, you know what, I'm about to take this kingdom. Your people is going to go in captivity. Hezekiah was like, okay, but what about me? Are my last days good? I just thought that was so rude of Hezekiah. I just thought that was so rude of him because his sons, as you continue to read, they had to suffer. Yes. It went down. The darkness was coming around the corner. And then you see Jeremiah going in talking about, look, y'all, get your act together. So here is the prayer for us and for others. If we see somebody with pride, we definitely need to pray for them. We do need to have a godly sorrow in our hearts so we can have compassion and just recognize the fear of the Lord is real. What God says that he will do, he does keep his promises. So if he's saying that it will bring destruction, we have to pray, Lord, let them get their act together so destruction doesn't come their way, right? Let them be humble now. Do they have to go through a Nebuchadnezzar experience? Hey, I don't know. But we can pray for that person, number one. Number two, for ourselves. Pride is just not our friend. It will never be our friend. We can't even be deceived that it will be. We have to remember when God gives us the blessings, we have to give him all the glory. And that's what we saw in Abraham. That's what we saw in Isaac. That's what we saw in Joseph. We see that again and again, giving God the glory and the honor. And we see how God uses us and uses others to receive his blessing. Hallelujah. So I just pray that this was helpful. If you see someone in pride, we have to pray about it, of course. But also, if you notice these things within yourself, just ask God, of course, to forgive, of course, I know I keep saying of course, but that's the only thing that I know, to pray. And the next thing is this. Our show will talk about the test, right? Because we saw in Hezekiah how God tested him. So that's what we're going to talk about next. I know even right now I'm going through a test. So I'm praying that no type of pride in me comes out. Hallelujah. So be blessed, everybody. I'll talk to you soon. And we'll see you next week, Thursday at 1:30 Eastern Time.